we were called to a severe property fire in this address at 16 minutes past three this afternoon. Crews were confronted with a severe fire in the first floor bedroom, which we committed breathing apparatus, three teams of two, so six breathing apparatus in total. Crews made good progress using safe, effective and assertive techniques, extinguished the fire in the front first floor bedroom, and then noticed a fire in the loft, which we also extinguished as well. We're currently working with the police and the forensic scene investigator to ascertain the absolute cause of this incident.
Chris, was anyone in the property at the time?
All I can confirm at this moment is that we've got one casualty.
Is that a man or a woman?
I can't confirm that at the moment.
Okay.
For the simple reason that other family members need to be informed and kept abreast of the situation.
Can I ask if they died there?
I'm not in a position to say anything at this moment in time.
Okay.
The road is currently blocked and shut off. We are looking to reopen as soon as possible to allow the rest of the occupants of the street to get in.
I understand it wasn't a gas explosion, though. I know you're looking at cause.
I can confirm that part of our investigations have now ruled out gas. It wasn't a gas explosion.
It was an explosion.
There was a loud bang, according to neighbours. I can confirm that it wasn't gas.
And what about the response? Because there was a massive response here. What was that down to, the nature of it?
We received six 999 calls from members of the public. We responded with three appliances, two PRLs, big red fire engines, and one brigade response vehicle as part of our makeup and attendance. And as I say, we employed safe and effective techniques to extinguish the fire as quickly as possible.
And will things wind down with it being dark now? What will the investigation look like tomorrow morning?
We're currently working with the FSI, or the Forensic Scene Investigator, and our fire investigation team and our technical rescue teams and our crews to make sure that the property is safe and then we can safely allow residents back into the street.
What about disruption to neighbours, Chris?
Neighbours, we're trying to keep that to an absolute minimum. As soon as we can reopen the cul-de-sac, we will do. We will allow the residents back in because, obviously, it's dark, it's cold, they want to get back in. There's no reason from their safety point of view that they shouldn't be allowed back into the street and back into their properties. So that's what we're working with our partners to do that, ensure that happens as soon as possible.